This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dumpy.
Hello, Tom.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Tom, team sober?
Tom sober.
Okay. All right, Tom. Men's room poll. Pick a new job. You going to work in retail, fast food, daycare, or be a cook?
Oddly enough, I think I'll take fast food. I've never done it.
Fast food.
What fast food restaurant would you work at, given the choice?
Oh, Wendy's. I love Frosties.
Okay. Just for the Frosties. I think Wendy's has pretty good food in general, to be honest with you.
They do. Not bad.
I don't eat there as much as there's just not one really close to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was one, man, a single cheese, fries, yeah, hell yeah.
All right, Tom. Here's your question. Sad has rolled up to the drive-thru window. Instead of making my order for a Frosty, I'd ask you this. Orangistad. Orangistad is the capital of what Caribbean nation? Is it Bermuda, Aruba? Ooh, I want to take you. U.S. Virgin Islands or Kokomo?
I would say, I don't know, U.S. Virgin Islands.
It's Aruba. It is, in fact, Aruba. Kokomo, Aruba. Not a real island.
Nope. No.
But I added that there.
Oh, it sounds like Wilmington, which is the capital of Curacao, between that and Bonaire.
Say it again.
Wilmington, which is in
Curacao,
all that Dutch stuff.
Do you know the name of the capital of the U.S. Virgin Islands? I do not. I want to
Tim Tebow.
I don't know much about the Virgin Islands.
I don't either. I really don't. All right, your question. What is the sum of the angles of a triangle?
It's 180.
Nice job,
Tom. Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Game is a Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Girl, it is Charlotte Amelia.
Charlotte Amelia, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yep.
Okay. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, driving at work.
Okay. Sean, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, you're going to pick a new job. You taking retail, fast food, daycare, or you be a cook?
Fast food.
And Steve's question, where would you work?
Carl's Jr.
All right. Okay. Biscuits.
I'd work at Taco Bell just for the sour cream cannon.
Just for the sour cream cannon.
You ever seen that thing?
No.
It looks like a caulk gun.
Yeah.
But it's
wow,
sour cream.
Keep going, right? That's the whole.
Okay.
Oh, I'm saying.
That does sound like a euphemism.
Hey, baby, I got the sour cream cannon.
You ever seen them using that thing?
It's like a caulk gun.
Yeah.
Let's go south of the border.
Just squeeze awesome. And look what happens.
It's like your chowder cannon.
What's
sour cream?
Yeah, the chowder cannon. But it's a sour cream cannon.
Mike, of all people, you got your head in the sewer today.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ted.
All right, your question. What president was pictured on the highest denomination of U.S. currency ever printed, the $100,000 bill? We talked about this president earlier on this very program.
FDR?
I'll just go Woodrow Wilson again.
Woodrow Wilson. Yep. Oh, he's back.
Miles, look at this thing. You know, that'd be fun to shoot that kid. The sour cream gun. Is it better with gun?
Have you seen the Crisco cannon that they use at Pizza Hut?
No, that's
pretty cool too.
Somebody here says, Ted, you're right about the sour cream gun.
Oh, they must have worked there.
I'm guessing so. 7 years, I believe.
Wait.
They used to have one for guac as well.
Oh, the guac cannon?
Yeah. Boo-boo! Don't they have a mayonnaise gun and a ketchup gun and all that for...
I don't know.
Yes.
Why would Taco Bell have a mayonnaise gun?
Well, I'm saying like at a hamburger spot. You know, like they get a mayonnaise cannon at Wendy's. Mayonnaise gun.
You want to hit your burger with a mayonnaise cannon?
No.
Well, Jack in the Box uses mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Did they have a mayonnaise gun?
We didn't, no. We just had the standard, like, there you go.
See, at Burger King, I had a mayonnaise gun for the chicken and the tartar for the fish.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
We just had squeeze bottles.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Oh, the little, yeah.
Mike, did you ever actually work a shift?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
I trained in a closet with a VHS.
Well, we hear a lot about the training.
Little about the actual, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, man, my nuggets were always ready to go. Actually, they were strips. My drawers are always right for the time of the day.
Mine are right now. All right, Sean, here's your question. Which Smurf had a heart tattooed on each arm?
Oh, yeah, tough one. Biker Smurf.
Thank you for using your blinker.
Yeah, well done, Sean. Proud of you, bud.
Sorry. All I can think of is Grumpy. I know that's not right.
Is it Papa Smurf?
No, Papa Smurf. No.
What? Oh. It's the guy with the beard, right? The older guy with the beard?
Bob Smurf's dude with the beard. This guy had, I believe, a heart tattooed on each arm.
Oh. What do you got? I thought it was Papa Smurf, too.
Oh, no.
Really? You guys thought it was Papa Smurf? No. It was Hefty Smurf.
Hefty. Oh. Hefty, Hefty, Hefty.
Hey, Smurfette, I'm Hefty Smurf.
I've heard that about you.
You ever had a slice of Hefty?
You know where Papa Smurf's head is at, because my understanding is that Papa Smurf created Smurfette.
Yeah.
I want a blonde and high heels with big boobs. Mm-hmm. He's got it tight. Ted, you'd have been Papa Smurf,
brother.
Am I
Papa Smurf?
That would have exactly been it. I bet you she has a tattoo, too. It's just on her back, directly above her butt.
Still looks hot.
All right, your question. In what year did the War of 1812 actually begin?
1811?
1810?
1812. The War of 1812 began in 1812.
You tricky SOB.
There's nothing tricky. It's in the name.
I'm still pissed.
What?
1812. They burned down the White House. Mm-hmm. They marched down Route 1.
Let it go.
I'm just saying.
It's been a hot minute.
Well, we had already beaten them.
I know.
And they're like, well, we're going to try it again.
Well, it's like that kid that just, I told you to lay down, man.
Yeah. Right.
Do you want another? Okay.
Dang. Dang. Boom, boom. Right. Like golf video.
All right, your question. Who recorded the hit single Sue Studio in 1985?
Oh.
Oh, finally. All
yes.
Right. Phil Collins.
Gets to flex his Phil Collins knowledge.
I also would have accepted Mr. Forehead.
Big Dumpy.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Day-o.
Day-o.
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, driving trucks.
Okay. All right, Ryan, you're going to get a new job. No more driving trucks. You're going to pick a new job. You're doing retail, fast food, daycare, or going to be a cook?
I'll go back to retail.
Where did you work before?
Worked up at the rental shop up at Crystal Mountain Ski Resort.
Oh, all right. Nice. That's cool. I love that mountain. People got to be happy seeing you.
Sometimes, yeah.
Who would be unhappy to see? Like, I am here to rent skis.
Well, if you're
what
renting,
could you do that I'm unhappy to see you?
Typically, you're a first timer.
Yeah.
So you might be scared.
Some of the kids aren't really big fans of it until the end of the day. They come in and go, that was effing awesome.
Of course. You should tell them, hey, drop the attitude. You're going to tell me, and I quote, it's effing awesome. Off you go.
Yeah.
Plus, the snorting elk is just a great lodge.
I preferred the bull wheels.
Yeah, Ted.
Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. All right, how about we agree?
No, that's good, too, though.
How about we agree to have some hot dogs down at the Natchez?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, there you go. A friendship made over hot dogs.
Ta-da. You would love it. It's an old school bar just on the side of the road in Greenwater. But when you're coming down from the mountain, a lot of people stop there, and they have a huge fireplace, and you can cook a hot dog.
Grill your own hot dog.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
You don't eat them cold?
Not anymore, Mike. Not anymore.
I don't need the fireplace, man. Just hand me a dog.
It's just grubby. Just give me a glizzy, man.
I don't need a bun, nothing.
If you don't mind, I got to give a shout out to my mother. She's listening. She told me don't disappoint her.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
It's a little late, Mom.
That happened as soon as you were born.
You know, by her saying that, that implies you have not disappointed her yet. And I have the hard time believing that.
I don't believe that either.
All right, Ryan.
I don't even believe it myself.
All right, here's your question. And by the way, even if you get this wrong, your mother's going to tell you she knew the answer. You know this, right?
Hey, Ryan, how old's your mom?
Oh, geez. early, mid-50s?
Is she single?
Yeah, her and my father are actually working on things. Maybe.
Oh, really? So you're saying there's a chance.
Sorry, Miles. They're trying to make it work.
Miles has lost interest. All right, here's your question. How many properties are there on a standard Monopoly board? How many properties?
Oh, good Lord. How about 40? 10 on each side?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
On a Monopoly board?
30.
34.
28. So I'm assuming 7 per side.
Close to all.
All right, your question. In what Spanish city does the running of the bulls take place?
Oh, all right, guys. It's been a pleasure. That would be Pamplona.
Very good. Nice job.
Did your mom proud, brother. That's right. There you go.
Game is a Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Miles, I like this attitude.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, it's your mom's. How old is she? Is she single? Can't hurt. I mean, oh, the advertising never hurts, right?
What's that?
I feel like he could have said she's 97 miles, but cool. She's single?
Yep.
Hey, anything we can do to bring listeners back.
There you go. Just blow the dust
that's
off
what I'm
that
saying,
thing.
Like, if he's got his mom listening,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. I was wondering how old she was.
He wants to show off his sour cream cannon.
That's right.
It's mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise cannon.
I don't think I go through enough sour cream to own a sour cream cannon. And it's a gun.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, sour cream. You're right. Sour cream gun.
I mean, we do. Ooh. It just goes bad in the fridge and we throw it away.
I was going to tell you that, man. Be very careful on those tubes.
Oh, yeah.
On the door. It was good by the expiration date. I squirted that stuff. It came out as green as peas.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, man. Because I thought those were, well, they'll last a little bit longer.
Did it stink?
Not really. I dumped it all over my Spanish rice.
Oh, you already put it on.
Yeah, and I'm like, give it a test for it, man.
Damn it. I'm with Miles. If the date looked fine, I wouldn't think about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either until the green comes
out. The dairy, whatever, the white thing with the blue.
Yeah.
Well, Spanish rice, huh?
Oh, yeah. 90 minutes in a microwave.
Oh, what are those?
Yes.
I like the idea you're back there paella.
I live by myself. You rip the corners and you put it in the microwave for 90 seconds.
And then ruin it with green sour cream.
Yeah, I think it's guacamole.
I like the four cheese rice.
Ooh, that actually sounds pretty good.
Same package.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Looking for that. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Let's go, Mariners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Our men's room poll, you're going to pick a new job. Retail, fast food, daycare, or a cook?
I'll do a cook also.
Cook. Everyone staying away from daycare.
You sound like someone who would be a cook. Just like, all right, what the hell do you want? Fine. My problem being a cook now is because things have changed since I was a cook. Apparently now everyone has a food allergy to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just when I was cooking, there was always the nut allergy. Some people lactose intolerant. Otherwise, the only specialty thing we had to do is a heavy Jewish population. So you had a lot of Orthodox Jews who you can't mix cheese and meat.
Right.
To the point where you got to do
more,
it.
There's more story. Oh, yeah.
But you were so used, that was just your clientele. So we had the separate pans, you know, but no one was like, hey, man, I can't eat whatever every allergy is now. I can't have Cheeto dust. Like, yes, you can.
You know, the QFC north of U Village.
All right.
Kind of going up on that hill where Batman used to live. They have a big Jewish population there. They have a kosher section.
They should.
I was actually shocked. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Know your audience, man. All right. Here's your question. What country has the longest coastline? The longest coastline.
Let's go Chile.
Let's go Canada.
It is Canada.
Oh, Canada, yep.
Yeah.
Are you singing international anthem?
Yeah,
no.
Oh, I went there too. Damn it.
Walk stand right on it. God holy. Tell it in.
We're doing them proud.
Yeah.
I like how we just skipped to the end. Yeah, we know that part, too.
Again, I only know the last two lines because when I used to play NHL 99 hockey, I was Team Canada.
Oh,
so
right.
I heard it.
All right, your question.
Destroy people, Mike.
What infamous assassin yelled, quote, Sic Semper Tyrannis as he made his escape. Ooh, yeah.
No idea.
Think of all the assassins you could possibly think of. This one probably gets top billing.
Mm-hmm. Top billing should be a hint.
Was he a...
That was his job.
Yeah.
About to say he was an actor, wasn't he?
He was.
Yep.
Mm. No guesses?
No guesses.
Brooke
is it John Wilkes Booth?
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. I was going to say no one heard Lee Harvey Oswald. He was got later.
And what does Sic Semper Tyrannis mean? Anyone know?
This place sucks.
What does Semper mean?
What always.
Mean? Always.
Yeah.
So okay. It means thus always okay. to tyrants.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Semper means always because Semper Fi.
The Marines.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, Semper.
Is that always ready?
Is that Semper Fi?
Yeah, West Virginia's got Semper in their seal.
There's a lot of Semper.
What does it mean? Just
well, always, I guess.
Oh.
It means Mountaineers are always free. I just didn't know what the,
I got you.
I didn't know what the Semper world word was.
I've never heard that. That makes it sound classy.
What?
Mountaineers Semper. Are always free.
I don't know what Semper means, but you know.
Well, the idea was we seceded from Virginia.
Right.
So we basically freedom from Virginia.
Yeah.
Because Virginians suck.
How'd that work out for them?
For West Virginia? Great. We weren't in Virginia anymore.
I mean, in Miles' defense, they did it at the right time. Yeah. They were like, we're going to stick with Maryland in the north.
Right.
So, I mean,
this whole slavery thing isn't jiving with us. We're going to do our own thing.
Virginia's like, oh, we're quite like it. Yeah.
Oh, we know. Why don't you go do your own thing then?
If all the salt to go, the bowl was still appreciated.
Yeah. Somebody punched Rhode Island Red in the head and we ran.
All right, your question. What is the real identity of Aquaman?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
Oh, the movie put it out there. Without the movie, I don't think anyone would know. His last name is like an Indian spy. I'm going to tell you how bad the movie was. My kid was 12 when he saw it. And he's like, Dad, that movie sucked. I'm like, damn. Even a 12-year-old's not into this. Yeah, his last name is an Indian spice. His first name would be the first man on Earth.
Okay.
Oh, I got it then.
I think I know it.
I knew his first name started with that letter.
Okay, it is that.
But
and his last name, very popular spice in Indian dishes.
Matt, what's the first two people on Earth?
Oh, there it is, okay.
The first.
Is it also a basketball player?
Yes.
Okay, Adam.
All right, that's first name.
Now, what do you get in any restaurant?
Very
Curry. Curry, Adam Curry, man.
Adam Curry.
Walked you
there
through
you
it.
Go,
nice
man.
Job. More of Big Dumpy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Head chef is on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes, like going to the doctor. Everyday foods and drinks that damage your health, on the way at 4:30.
Correct. Have fun, y'all.
Right after the game, notice Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I got to make a correction. Probably the nerds have spoken.
They have?
We were talking about what's Aquaman's real name, and I said that it was Adam Curry. It is, in fact, Arthur Curry. So I did Google the name Adam Curry because in my mind I'm like, why does that sound?
Wait,
so
hold on. Hold on. Adam Curry is the guy that was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, or
that's
Beetle
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry,
but there is an Adam Curry. He was one of the original VJs on MTV.
Oh yeah, he's a taller, blonde hair guy.
That is exactly it, right? But he is not Aquaman. Arthur Curry is Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Adam Curry is now a podcaster, announcer, internet entrepreneur, and media personality.
Well, he's not going to put on there that he's Aquaman, dude.
You know what? That is a good point.
Yeah.
He might be Aquaman. That is a very, very good point.
Game is up.
Thank
Big
you,
Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Driving home.
All right. Okay, Justin, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a brand new job. Are you taking retail, fast food, daycare, or a cook?
I'm going to go with fast food.
Fast food. Which fast food restaurant would you prefer?
Oh, Dick's.
Dick's. Nice. Okay.
You know, man, keeping it simple as far as just like, you know,
actually,
ten,
that's
ten
not
things.
A bad call, yeah.
And doing them right, so.
Oh, and their freaking benefits package is awesome.
Also, man, have you ever walked up there when you see them and there's like, I don't know, 20 cheeseburgers being made at the same time? Like, this is fascinating. Look at this.
Yeah, when I first moved to Seattle, there was a couple of my neighbors that worked there, and they swore by working at Dick's.
Really? Plus, you get benefits. You
see, what there's was benefits, the, right. And then I want to say they, I don't know if they still do, but they used to offset some of your tuition as well.
Yep. Oh, wow. 401k, yep. I think.
Damn. Yeah. All right, Dick's, keep doing what you're doing, yeah. Man. You should call them Dick's Benefits.
Yeah. Also, those places are amazingly clean.
I used to run by
the Dick's on 45th, man. They are in there just absolutely scrubbing that place.
Why don't they call it Dick's with Benefits? Right? That's how I'd advertise it.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, the poster. You know, for new hires.
That's exactly it.
Dude, and like, last time I went to the one in Lake City, it was just Saturday afternoon. There's just a dude sitting there, and he's like, yeah, like, I'm traveling. Heard I had to come here.
Yeah.
And then he sat on the edge of his, on his tailgate, and I ate a burger with him.
That sounds like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dicks, bringing people together.
Ah, you can make a new friend.
Yeah. All right, here's your question, ma'am. Which food manufacturer produces and sells Cheese Whiz?
Oh, wow. Is that Kraft?
One and done.
Oh, wow.
That's our first one and done of the day.
It is our first one and done of the day. What?
It's hard to find something in the grocery store that Kraft doesn't own now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're umbrellas.
On that note, instead of giving you a 50-50 question, I'm going to ask you the next question on the list. All right, so you got Kraft making Cheese Whiz. What was the name of Nabisco's Cheese Whiz competitor?
Easy Cheese.
Oh! What are you, a connoisseur, Justin, of canned cheese?
Aerosol cheese.
I love that stuff, man.
Yeah, so apparently so.
Damn.
Good job. Yeah. Well, one came out more like a star. Do you remember that one?
Which one was that?
That had the ridges on it? I think it's Easy Cheese. And one came out more like a tube, like toothpaste.
Yeah, the spray cheese, like my brother and his friends loved it. For some reason, we didn't, I don't know, just the 7 years difference, like I wasn't big on it.
Really? But yeah. You don't mind the cheese they give you, like when you get nachos at a baseball game or something, just like greasy. Ah. See, yeah, I'd rather do easy cheese than that nacho cheese.
I was more of like the little packet that had the crackers and the little red spoon and wipe the cheese on it.
Yeah.
Spread it.
That's more like, my favorite is the port wine or cheddar cheese ball with the nuts on the outside.
That's what it says holiday.
It's almost the same exact cheese as in that little dip thing.
Yeah.
Like that's what I go for.
Would you be mad if you found out that it crusted in all these nuts and blah, 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 it's just easy cheese, formed into a ball?
You're right, though, man. You go someplace and they got a nutty ball of cheese, you're like, game on.
I buy one twice a year.
Yep. Y'all got nutty balls of cheese?
They're so good.
I'll tell you what, man. The QFC, the Murray's Cheese Shop, they got, just left my head. What's the pimento cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
As an adult, I like it. As a kid, I'm like, what is this?
But I tell you what, you can't toast the bread. It's always going to be soft white.
For what?
You can make a really... Okay, first of all, pimento cheese sandwiches should not have crust. I know that sounds crazy, but they should be.
Why? Why?
I don't know. It's just the way they do it in the South.
I was going to say...
Never crust, always white bread, always soft.
I just put it on crackers. I don't think I've ever made a pimento cheese sandwich.
Well, get in there, man.
I've been lazy.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Weed, whiskey, and wenches.
Hola!
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Jerry. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right. Jerry, our men's room poll. You're going to work a new job. You working in retail, fast food, daycare, or a cook?
Well, my guess is retail would suck the least.
Retail would suck the least. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's just got to, I'm going to date myself, you got to work at like a Target or like a Fred Meyer's around Christmas.
You think that'd be the fun time?
Oh, it'd be the worst.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, fair. It's always.
All right, there's your pimento sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I'd eat that.
Mr. I hate tea time, but he likes his little sandwiches without crust.
Without crust.
This is just how they make it.
All right, Jerry.
He likes that southern tea through.
Yeah, right. I don't know why.
Minding his own business.
Why do they do that? I don't know.
All right, here's your question. What mountain is the tallest point in Greece?
Oh, in Greece. Mount Etna.
Vesuvius.
Olympus. And Vesuvius is in Italy.
Oh, see, I knew that. Both in the Mediterranean.
Yes. All right, your question. What is the technical name for the pound sign?
Let's see. It's a hash. And a hashtag is another nickname.
That's another nickname, yeah.
But it's not
double.
It's a hashtag. It's the pound sign. It's the number sign. But it's actually...
Duo.
It's named Brian.
Laco.
Mike was right. It's Brian. No, it's actually technically called an Octothorpe.
Brian Octothorpe.
Oh, okay.
Octothorpe.
Uh-huh.
Because it has 8 points, and the guy that created it, this is not a joke, was a huge fan of...
Tic-tac-toe?
Now, the famous Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Jim Thorpe.
Oh.
He literally called it the Octothorpe because he loved Jim Thorpe, okay. And it has 8 points. See, it could have been the Octo Montgomery if it were you.
I'm going to name this number symbol after you.
Jim Thorpe's like, cool.
Thanks, man.
I would have named it the Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
There's already a mint named after that, Miles.
I would have named it the... Man!
It's already a mint.
Doesn't matter. Spell it different.
Well, it's Tic Tac Toe.
Well, it's Tic Tac.
Yeah.
I would do a Tic Tac of me eating Tic Tacs and flip flops. That'll be the whole point. I'm wearing flip flops eating Tic Tac while playing Tic Tac Toe on TikTok. Join me on TikTok and watch me TikTok.
Don't be
ticky
tacky about it.
Yeah, don't be ticky tacky. I'm licking my knickknacks. All right, your question. What island off the coast of California was once called Pelican Island?
Santa Catalina.
Alcatraz. I like the way you threw in the Santa.
I know.
Yeah, very authentic, even though it was wrong.
Authentically wrong.
Yeah. Who was that guy that used to have that show on, like, Sunday mornings? The McLaughlin Group.
Wrong. Oh, yeah.
It's like a political talk show. Right. But Mike, he would have on people of like Democrats, Republicans, but he'd just be like, wrong. And then correct him.
He was like his own buzzer.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, your question. What does THC stand for with regards to weed?
Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Sure.
Ah, nice.
I won't ask how you know that.
You know how he knows.
Have you seen the new one?
What do you mean?
Because THC is like you're going to get stoned.
Yeah.
Then you have CBD, which has like the
relaxing
healing properties.
Right, now there's the new one, CBG or something.
What is CBG?
I don't know. She told me it was in those mints, and I said, all right. Or it was in like a liquid. I said, ah.
Did you drink it?
I did. I said, my hip hurts. I got a 5K tomorrow. And she goes, this one has a lot of CBG in it, too. And I said, okay.
It'll work.
CBG is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid found in small amounts in the cannabis plant. It is considered the mother of all cannabinoids, as it is a precursor to THC and CBD.
Damn.
This little drink I had all three of them.
And it helped.
I felt great.
May help with pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Damn. May have neuroprotective effects. May promote bone growth. May have antibacterial
properties.
So
why don't they just put that in, like, you know, Mountain Dew? Yeah, no,
I mean,
like, just put a couple drops in there. Like, look, it's crap for you, but...
Here you go.
Yeah, your bones, seriously, girl. We're throwing you a little bone here, you know?
Throw a little bone there.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
We're on fire.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, hola.
Hola. Mike, you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober, baby.
All right, Mike, welcome to Big Dummy. Dumpy. All right, we're going to get a new job there, Mike. You taking retail, fast food, daycare, or to be a cook?
I'm going to have to go with cook.
Cook. All right, what kind of food would you hope to be cooking?
Barbecue.
Ooh, all right. What was, of all the places you worked, Steve, what was the most difficult style of restaurant to be a cook in?
I mean, I never worked specifically in a French restaurant, but... French cooking is almost like baking, where everything's super precise. So I worked at Commander's Palace in New Orleans. A lot of
French influence.
Huge French influence. One of the things we had to make, and I hated this, all right? Because they would do, even at lunch, they did about 450 tickets, right? I mean, just, it was a constant barrage. Seriously. I mean, but it's a legendary place.
So now, you're right, but that's just a lot of...
They average $750 to $900 for dinner, $450 for lunch, right? So you're just always busy. But one of the things we serve there... some kind of souffle. I do not remember entirely what was in it. But if you wanted the souffle, you had to order it basically when you came in. Yeah. So even when they say, like, hey, can I get you a round of drinks? If you wanted the souffle, you ordered it then. It's about a 20-minute process to make this thing. It's super delicate. But it was placed in an oven that had, like, the double doors. If the door slammed, all of your souffles would collapse.
So you
and in a place like Commander's Palace, you will never serve anything that does not look perfect, right? And it... freaking sucked, because you would always be gentle with the doors, but you would get busy, and if you turned around and actually elbowed this thing, you could watch like 5 out of 12 souffles just deflate, and you got to start over from scratch. Seriously, I hated that place.
I've only had one once, but it was delicious.
They are very good, but process
same
of making
thing,
it
I had, like,
sucks.
When the guy started serving us at the steakhouse, he's like, if you want one, order it now.
Order it now.
S-O-U-F?
How do you spell it?
F-F-L-E, I believe.
Yeah, you got to have two E's, right?
Is it a dessert?
Yeah, souffle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a souffle. I've never had it.
If you want one, you better know when you come in.
Huh.
Right? So it puffs up like that. And that oven door would close, but even a little jolt, because it's super delicate, the thing would collapse, and life sucked.
Huh. I'll be damned.
But very good. Very good.
I bet this day and age, you could probably buy one at the grocery store. It's like souffle in a cup.
Probably.
All right, here's your question. Two elements make up the mineral quartz. Silicon is one of them. What is the other? Two elements.
Granite.
Oxygen.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, multiple choice question for you. Fish, amphibian, reptile, bird, or mammal. What type of animal was the now extinct quagga? Q-U-A-G-G-A. Fish, amphibian, reptile, bird, or mammal. What was a quagga?
Shut your quagga.
Amphibian.
I'm going to go based on the fact that typically Q animals are birds, that it's a bird.
I'm going to go mammal.
What Q animals are birds?
Like quail. A quail.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And
a winged... No, it's the only thing I can think of that starts with a Q.
Mike, you're right. It is a mammal. Apparently...
And the quokka, too.
It was a zebra-like striped animal in South America.
All right.
Okay. The quokka.
Oh.
So South Africa or America had a zebra, too?
South America. No,
it was a zebra striped, but not a zebra.
Okay. Just an animal that has...
Like a zebra-striped cat would just be a tiger. Or a tiger-striped horse would be a zebra. In fact, we always say duck-billed platypus.
Yeah.
And there's no other platypus. Well, no. Why don't we call this? Why don't we call the duck a platypus-faced water chicken? Right? Why does the duck get top billing describing the platypus? Why can't we describe...
Why does it have to be a water chicken? Call it a water fowl.
Because if you don't call... Well, it's a water chicken. You would say... Because if I don't know what it is, I'd be like, hey, man, there's these weird water chickens. They got a platypus face. Right? So a platypus face water chicken. I'm just saying, if you're a duck-billed platypus, why can't it go the other way?
Because they're the top biller.
Yeah.
Buck-tooth.
Hey-o.
Look out.
All right, your question. What is the name of the cosmic being that eats planets and is a major enemy of the Fantastic Four?
Tina.
Eats planets?
Eats planets.
Wow. And what'd you say it was?
One of the major enemies of Fantastic Four. I know the Silver Surfer essentially works for this dude.
He's the herald, if you will.
Silver Surfer, hey, I got bad news. My boss is coming, and he eats planets.
Yeah.
And you live on one.
The devourer of worlds. He has a stupid headpiece, too.
Oh, Lord, I have no clue.
I'm lost.
Galactus.
Galactus.
Look up Galactus. He does not look like something that would eat worlds. And I get it. It's the human manifestation.
What do you think a planet eater would look like? If they said, Mike, hey, man, we need
a
this character.
A little more monstrous. It looks like a dude in a goofy-ass outfit going,
I'm
going
to eat your planet. Better look out.
You're right. Like, how did the headpiece come in?
Tummy's rumbling.
I can't spell. I just got a little ferret-looking animal here.
What in the world did you spell?
G-A-L-I-C-T-I-S. Galactus.
Galactus.
I want to hear you on a spelling bee.
That is Galactus.
Galactus. All right. Your question.
AC.
Actress Julie Andrews won an Oscar for her role in what Disney movie?
Cinderella.
Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, I got this Galactus guy now.
That's
like an idiot.
Yeah. Planets.
If I'm going to have the world eaten, I want to buy a cooler creature. Not Doug.
What planet would you eat in the solar system?
Uranus.
Wow.
That is the correct answer.
Galactus ate Uranus. Have you done that on this planet?
My God.
Have you done that on this planet?
That's how rumors start. I heard about you, Galactus.
No.
Well, we know a guy that gets styes all the time. I'm just saying.
Miles, quit digging.
Stop it.
No pun intended.
Let the joke be.
Oh, God.
You think Silver Surfer drops that joke? I am the herald of doom. Galactus will eat Earth. You should know. He ate Uranus. I'm here all night.
Witness. He pulls out his phone. Check it out.
Look at his eye. All right, your question. What was the name given to the space program that took place between Mercury and Apollo?
Mercury and Apollo.
Mm-hmm. It's also a sign of the zodiac.
Virgo.
Aquarius.
Gemini.
Gemini missions, yep.
Damn it.
Yeah, we got a lot of people on hold.
I'm enjoying Galactus.
I'm sorry, everybody.
My question number 6 is where I got you.
You think it floats in? Coming in. Look out.
Okay, I'm going to start with the Latin countries first. Galactus got a time. Then I headed to Atlanta, brother.
Latin countries first. No.
From what I heard, Venezuela. Yeah, let's start there.
He started from Antarctica, man.
Started at the bottom, worked my way up. All right, question. What military...
I'm a munch opponent.
Hey. What military cemetery is located across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial?
Just think famous military cemetery. It's right there.
It's actually named after the town, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe we have that same town in the state.
We do.
Much different place.
Yes,
they are.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Gettysburg?
Gettysburg, Washington.
Arlington.
Arlington.
So we have seven questions now, Mike.
All right, seven questions. Your question, what vehicle was driven by Michael Knight?
Hello, Michael.
Did not include the caboodle.
No. Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Focus now. Focus.
Focus.
No, it wasn't a Focus. It was a Dodge, I think.
Actually, it was a Pontiac.
It was a Pontiac.
Yeah, it was a Pontiac.
Ah, nice try.
Damn it. Would have been funnier if I knew.
All right, your question. Ian Fleming, the author who created James Bond, also wrote one children's book. Was it Where the Red Fern Grows, Charlotte's Web, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, or A Monster Calls?
Charlotte's Web.
I'll say what A Monster Calls.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Was it really?
He wrote James Bond novels and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay, question nine.
Although it should be noted, if you are in, I believe it is China, the translation for James Bond is Mr. Kiss Kiss Boom Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. So something about repeating words.
Sounds like Alexis is back at it again.
Yeah.
I mean, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and James Bond both have unrealistic weapons and flying cars.
You know, that is very true. All right, here's your question. World War II secret agent Yo Thomas and Serbian double agent Dusko Popov.
Oop, he just donged us.
He gave up.
I was going to say, they were the real-life inspiration for what fictional character?
Boris and Natasha.
James Bond.
James Bond.
Is the most, like, anticlimactic end of this segment. I'm sorry to everybody that was on hold for this.
He was at question nine.
What's
and
the record?
Our biggest dummies are Danny and Melody at 11. So he was getting right up there.
Climbing his way
I
up
figured
there.
The Knight Ranger question. I'm like,
Knight Rider?
Knight Rider. Goddamn Knight Ranger.
Sister Christian. Christian, yes.
Never mind.
You can still rock in America. Was a good guess. Head Chef Scott of Ted's Meat and Potatoes has everyday food and drinks that damage your health. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.